asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances.
So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
In recent weeks, we've really focused on some ways that listeners can boost their income. So whether that's through starting your own side business and growing your network like Hala talked about, or when we talked with local realtor Alan about diving into investing in real estate, well, what better way to test the waters? While you are away, your home could also earn extra income.
That's right. Your empty space could be an Airbnb while you're traveling, because that's all you need to become an Airbnb host. It's a lot easier than you think, and you don't need to Airbnb your entire house. You could just host your extra spare room. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Supercharge your work decks with AI-powered Canva presentations. All you do is start with a prompt. You describe your presentation in a few words, and Canva presentations will generate captivating slides that you can then customize in seconds.
Canva presentations are designed for every workplace and every department. Whether you work in sales, marketing, HR, ops, and more, Canva presentations can generate any deck you want for work. Sales decks, marketing presentations, onboarding plans, you name it. Any department can save time on any presentation with AI.
Generate slides in seconds with Canva presentations at canva.com, designed for work.
Welcome to How to Money. I'm Joel.
And I am Matt.
And today we're talking bank blowups, if your money is safe, and plastered purchases.
That's right, buddy. This is a Friday flight, and we are going to just take a minute and talk about the bank blowups. You know, I'm actually kind of torn because on one hand, I don't want to talk about this because it has not yet affected most individuals out there and how it is that they should handle their money, what they should be doing. But on the other hand, it's probably good for us to cover this and make sure folks are aware that this is maybe something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I mean, I think the media has fueled a bit of a frenzy kind of when we're talking about what happened at SVB. But we need to add some, I think, sanity to the conversation and really help individuals. Like, what does this mean for your money? Because a lot of people are making decisions based on the headlines that they're seeing, based on some of the articles that they're reading.
Or maybe they're not making decisions, but the emotions are kind of like at 11 and they're feeling maybe a little bit nervous. And so hopefully we can alleviate some of those fears that you might have.
Specifically, one of the questions we're getting emails about, should I be leaving my bank and going to another one? We'll talk about that in just a second.
Exactly.
Before we get to that, though, Matt, I wanted to mention I was, as I am prone to do, waltzing through the halls of Costco this past week with my kiddos. And
the halls? The aisles?
The hallowed.
Between the racks.
Right. And I saw an end cap for a mattress that I had recently purchased at Costco. And I
know what end cap means.
It means it's on sale. And so I was like, oh wow, $100 off. And I had bought it within the last 30 days.
Snap.
Which even if you didn't, nice. I guess I could go through the hassle of like taking the mattress in, returning it, and then buying it again. Don't want to do that.
Not something you're going to do with a mattress that your daughter is already sleeping
on. Right. But fortunately, I didn't have to do that. I literally just went up to the front counter, like had both my girls with me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ladies, we're leaving the card here. We'll come right back for it. We're going up there. I don't want to forget about asking for this refund. It took them 30 seconds, you know, maybe a minute to actually process that refund. So
very
easy.
Nice.
So yeah, if there's a price drop, I just want to say, if there's a price drop and you, at Costco in particular, and you can ask at other retailers, that's part of the art of asking a discount that we always talk about. But at Costco, it's like, you don't even have to ask. You just have to say, hey, I bought this item. It's now on sale. Can you please refund the difference? They're like, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Done.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah, so was it a special brand? Was it like I've never purchased a mattress at Costco, so it is a Kirkland Sig mattress, or is it like a Serta or something like that?
Well, they carry a bunch of different brands, and I don't think they have a Kirkland signature brand. If they did, I probably would buy that.
Okay.
But no, this
I was curious if they...
Novaform.
Novaform. Okay. Yeah. I guess I was curious if they drop prices more often on some of their name brand stuff. But oftentimes, some of those larger items are oftentimes other companies. They're not the more generic staples where oftentimes you do see the Kirkland signature name.
I'd be curious to see Kirkland Signature make a bed, I would definitely give it a shot.
Jill's like, I'd sleep on that. But this is our Friday Flight, and we are going to talk about a number of different headlines, not just Silicon Valley Bank, but we are definitely going to kick the show off with SVB, because things got kind of crazy right after our last Friday Flight came out last week. Bank failures and a potential contagion of bank runs. I mean, these were not on the radars of many folks at the beginning of March, but now they're grabbing all the headlines. And it's not just SVB, but Signature Bank as well. They've gone belly up seemingly overnight. We were unsure actually until late on Sunday about whether all deposits would be returned back to customers or if just the insured funds were going to be covered by that FDIC coverage. But the feds, they've stepped in, and it turns out that all depositors regained access to their money earlier this week on Monday. If you want to split hairs, it is important to get the semantics right here, the right choice of words. And this was not a technical bailout of SVB. That actual institution, it went up in flames.
Not literally, but figuratively.
Yeah.
It is gone. Poof.
And stock and the bondholders, they will not be made whole, the investors of that actual bank. Rather, it was a use of the FDIC's deposit insurance fund to make depositors whole, including a lot of small businesses that would have otherwise not been able to make payroll. This could have had knock-on effects, in particular throughout the tech industry.
Yeah, especially, yeah, right there in Silicon Valley, we could have seen layoffs. We could have seen some of these startups going completely bust overnight. It would have been a tough situation. But that's really not what people want to know. I mean, a lot of headlines
that's
have been
background.
Written about that. That's the background. Yeah. That's the setup. And, but the funds that the FDIC has at its disposal, those are pre-funded by banks, by the way, Matt. I think it's just why you're saying it's not a bailout. This is insurance, basically, that all the banks help to fund. So, yeah, we're not talking about a bailout in the traditional sense of the word. But I think people want to know also what happens to banking credit unions, right? And, well, the Fed has introduced additional safeguards to really try to strengthen public confidence in the banking system right now. And basically, what they're trying to say, they're sending a signal that this is not the Great Recession on repeat. And I completely agree. They're trying to make sure that this doesn't turn into a full-blown panic, and they're taking the steps necessary to reassure banking customers nationwide that that's the case. But and this isn't anything near what we experienced 15 years ago, right? There's nothing to lead us to believe that. Well, what does this mean for individual savers and small businesses, though? Well, I think first it means that the system works, right? No depositor
That's right.
has
yep.
ever lost any FDIC or NCUA insured money. And so FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, that's what the banks have. NCUA, that it applies to money that you have at a credit union. Up to $250K is insured. So you don't have to worry about that savings, no matter which bank you're at, as long as it's FDIC insured. This system has been around for 90 years. And it hasn't failed anybody. It's important to note that. So there is good reason to be confident in the banking system of this country. And it's also important to only do business, by the way, with the bank that is insured by the FDIC or with a credit union that's insured by NCUA. Because there are lots of banks. We mentioned Compound Bank on the podcast recently, Matt, which it's masquerading around like it's a bank. And there are other online banks doing something very similar.
Bank with a C.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's not legit.
It makes you think it's Swiss or something fancy, but really it's just a complete piece of junk. And it is more of an investment vehicle than a bank, even though they want you to think, based on the website name, based on kind of all the ways that they're describing what you're doing, that this is a bank, but it's not. And so if you want to invest, great, you should be investing, right? But you don't want to be investing with the dollars that you're saving. And so it just FDIC insurance is paramount. If you're not sure whether the bank that you do business with has FDIC insurance, go to FDIC.gov. You can find that out really quickly. And I can't imagine, by the way, that there are lots of Howdy Money listeners sitting there with millions and millions of dollars in savings. But if you do fall into that category, there was a basketball player, Matt, Giannis Antetokounmpo. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. But he's
I definitely would have butchered that.
Well, word came out that he has like 50 different accounts spread across different institutions because he wanted to make sure, like a smart guy, that he has, that all of his money is insured. And so I think a lot of people, if you are being risky, having more money on hand than is actually insurable by the FDIC. You're going to want to make sure to have multiple accounts at different places so that you have the full amount of coverage just in case.
That's right. Yeah, he's Greek, right?
I think so. Yeah,
I think that's a part of his suspicion of
the Greek freak or something. So.
Of banks and not wanting to lose any of his money.
Yeah.
But yeah, most individuals out there really shouldn't have more than $250,000 in cash on hand. I'm not sure what that basketball player's goals are, but he should, you know, likely be investing more of those dollars. And like you mentioned too, we have had listeners writing to us to ask if their specific bank was okay, right? Like, are the ones that we recommend here on the show, are they still safe? Because we're seeing a lot, unfortunately, this is true, we're seeing a lot of money flowing out of smaller banks and into the bigger banks like Chase and Wells Fargo.
Bank of America, billions and billions.
So much money.
And billions of dollars. So, I hate to see it.
Yeah, so the question is then, should you be moving your money to one of the bigger banks? Joel just answered your question. He hates to see it. We don't think you should be doing that. Our advice for where and how you bank, that remains the same. The best online banks, they still pay the best rates and they come with the fewest fees. And of course, all the banks that we mentioned here on the show, they are FDIC insured. And so, yeah, let's answer the question. Is your money safe? Most definitely. Assuming you have $250,000 or less and you are with a bank that is FDIC insured.
Yeah.
I think I saw that the Google reported that the phrase, is my money safe, increased by like 43% in one day.
I believe it.
But the idea of moving your money to one of these bigger banks because they seem safer or more solid is just an emotional reaction. And I feel like we need an analogy here. And so I thought of an umbrella. Because you can go out and buy yourself a brand new umbrella that gets good reviews, but can be incredibly affordable. And you know what? You use that umbrella, it's going to keep your head dry. You're not going to get wet. Or you could go to like Neiman Marcus and drop like hundreds of dollars on a really fancy umbrella. And guess what? It'll also keep your head dry. Well, except for that, you just paid way more money for that umbrella. And basically, that's what these big banks are doing. They are sticking you with fees. They are not paying you as high of a rate in interest. Both the CITs and allies out there, as well as Chase and some of these bigger banks, you're looking at $250,000. Yeah. That doesn't change.
But Chase has to pay for all those locations, those brick and mortars, and all the employees somehow. And
all the advertisements.
Yeah, and that's why the fees and that's why the interest rates suck on those accounts. And so it's funny, a friend of the show, Ben Carlson, in an article he wrote this week, he mentioned in footnotes at the bottom, yeah, I bank with Chase, largely because they're one of the biggest banks. It's so funny to me that a guy as smart as Ben like thinks that's important, because I think that's actually the wrong move for most people.
Yep.
It doesn't matter how big the bank is or how, if it's too, quote unquote, too big to fail, because guess what? FDIC insurance exists.
It doesn't change anything.
Right.
Unless he's a baller. So yeah. Maybe he's got more than $250K in the bank. And so that's maybe...
Even still.
That is, you know, not to brag. That's kind of what he's saying on the side.
Well, even still, even if that's the case, the answer is not to put it with one of the too big to fail institutions. It's to do what Giannis did, and it's to put it across a bunch of different institutions. And it's also...
That's the simplest way to do it.
It's important to mention that there are other ways to get coverage on more than $250,000 too. Because example, if you're married, you can have an account in each of your names plus a joint account, which would give you total $1 million worth of coverage on your assets, right? So
250 each, like per individual account.
And the joint account has 500.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you can do that. Investment firms like Fidelity and Schwab are great choices for banking too. Brokerages like Fidelity, they join with FDIC insured banks to increase the coverage they offer to clients in cash management accounts, or what people call CMAs. And so Fidelity CMAs can offer more than $1 million in protection. So it's just important to note that the big banks do not necessarily equal more security for your money. FDIC insurance is safety enough. We're still not big fans of the big banks for doing banking. Yeah, maybe they've got great credit card products from time to time, but not for your banking needs. The best online banks that we've always talked about continue to be our favorites in this space.
That's right. Yeah. And you know, there are some other solutions out there though for some of the different small businesses who do have larger deposits, or even I guess individuals who have large sums of money. But it makes me think of Roku, for instance. They had almost $500 million in cash at SVB.
Yeah, they were going to be screwed if the feds didn't come through in the clutch for them.
Yeah. So, I mean, moving forward, this just reveals a specific particular need for small businesses to be able to have more insurance coverage. I don't know. Maybe that will be something that we see, something that changes over time. But there's also a product for that on the market as well. So if you are an institution or an individual with large sums of money, you need to know about IntraFi. We'll make sure to link to that in the show notes. But this is a service that allows you to deposit bigger chunks of money, and like literally like in the millions of dollars. But then via this network, they disperse your funds in $250,000 increments to different FDIC insured banks, different institutions. So, I mean, it's great. It basically makes it just simpler to manage really large sums of money if that happens to be the case for you and you don't want to open 50 different bank accounts.
Yeah. By the way, when you were talking about umbrellas earlier, I was about to comment, but I didn't. But you know Ronnie Chang, the comedian?
He had the stand-up special where basically he's like talks about him invading the U.S.
Yes. He's very funny.
I forgot the name of...
Recently, yeah. He was on a podcast or something, and he talked about how much he hates umbrellas. And I got to say, I'm with him. Get a hooded, like a hooded rain jacket instead. Umbrellas are so annoying. Let's just ditch umbrellas altogether. But I like the analogy, though.
Having a nice small little umbrella in the car, because I'm not going to pack a rain jacket in the car, but having an umbrella in the car for if you're going to run to the store, I don't mind.
All right. Yeah. I don't know. I lose them. They
not
break.
A hater.
Not fun. All right. But one last thing, too. I think it's probably worth noting, Matt, on this kind of bank blow up front and kind of what happened this week. The SVB debacle, it might coax the Fed into slowing down interest rate hikes. We talked about interest rate hikes on Wednesday and how they're impacting everyone's finances. But that is really anyone's guess still at this point.
Like, we'll find out next week.
Yeah. And so I have a feeling, you know, with inflation still kind of running wild, there's multiple things to think about now for the Fed and not just crushing inflation, but I still think interest rates are likely to go up, just maybe not quite as quickly or as high overall.
Yes. But yeah. I am in agreement. Like, inflation is still the biggest problem that all of Americans are dealing with, not just a handful. You know, granted, it's more than a handful, but other than just some of these companies out in Silicon Valley.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I think we're going to hear a lot more about FDIC insurance and bank regulations in the coming weeks and maybe changes to some of those programs. There are already talks within the Fed about changing regulations for some of these regional banks and adding more stress tests for some of these mid-sized banks. And so, yeah, it's kind of anyone's guess. We'll keep talking about it here on the show as more information that pertains to people's personal finances comes up that we feel like is worth discussing. But I think if interest rates don't go up as much as it was looking like they would, it might make sense for a lot of people to opt to take a longer look at CDs and maybe lock in a rate for the next 11 to 12 months. We're still seeing CD rates at basically 5% for some of those products. I know Capital One had a 5% offering. I think Ally 4.75, something like that. And I think that's a reasonable place to put at least some of your money, your savings, to eke out a bit of a higher rate than even what you're getting in your pretty decent high yield savings account right now.
That's right. Yeah. But even on that note, I just saw that earlier this week, CIT, they upped their savings rate from, they were at 4.05% and now they're at 4.2.
Yeah.
So they continue to raise that rate. And this is money that you can, you don't have to
super liquid.
Leave it locked away for 12 months.
It's true.
Amazing that rates are at that level. But Joel, we've got a few additional stories we're going to get to, including buying while blitzed. We'll get to that one plus a couple others right after this.
Cachava is the all-in-one superfood shake made up of high-quality plant-based nutrients. It's got greens, superfruits, plant proteins, antioxidants, adaptogens, probiotics, and in other words, everything your body craves to feel your best. This is where Cachava really earns their 52,000-plus five-star reviews. It tastes amazing. It's creamy and smooth with just water, and it comes in five delicious flavors. You can choose from chocolate, vanilla, chai, matcha, and coconut acai. Cachava is offering How to Money listeners 10% off for a limited time. I've been using Cachava in breakfast smoothies in the morning recently. It's just so nice to pack in a bunch of nutrients early in the AM in a way that's satisfying and energizing. So if you want to optimize your breakfast, your workout shake, be sure to check out Cachava. Just go to Cachava.com/howtomoney. That's spelled K-A-C-H-A-V-A and get 10% off your first order. That's K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com/howtomoney.
When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. That's why you listen to this podcast. And if you're looking to upgrade your wallet, you need to turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. If you're paying for vacations with whatever card is in your wallet, you could be missing out on miles you didn't even know you were leaving on the table.
You can get a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade, lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions.
Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
And now a word from the show sponsors at Betterment. Do you want your money to dream big? Do you want your money to be a total self-starter? Are you annoyed that your money doesn't work hard enough? Don't worry. Betterment is here to help.
Betterment is the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. Their automated technology is built to help maximize returns, meaning when you invest with Betterment, your money can auto-adjust as you get closer to your goal. Rebalance if your portfolio gets too far out of line and your dividends are automatically reinvested. That can increase the potential for compound returns. In other words, your money is breaking a sweat while you can be breaking bread. You'll never picture your money the same way again.
Betterment, the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. All right, Matt, we're back. Got a chance to talk about the banking collapse. I've been reading more about the podcasting collapse, though. Have you seen some of those headlines? I hope we're not a part of that, because I don't want to implode.
No, man, we're like the mosquitoes that you find in Ember. we're gonna outlast the dinosaurs.
That's what I'm hoping.
There'll still be dino DNA.
It seems like there's just less money coming for like the celebrity class in the podcasting world.
That's true.
Hopefully we'll stick around. But
yeah. But so far, so good.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
5 years plus, right? All right, well, let's get to our ludicrous headline of the week. Always got to do that in this first part of the second half of the Friday Flight. This one comes from Fortune Magazine, and the headline reads, ChatGPT helped me make a plan to buy a $500,000 home. And what could go wrong using AI to get advice for your money?
Absolutely nothing, Joel.
Right? No, it sounds like the perfect plan. Yeah. For everyone. Just turn us off right now. Go ask ChatGPT all your questions. And I know, like, ChatGPT, they just released a much better version. And so, potentially, at some point in the future, AI replaces you and I.
It actually
completely
could.
Yeah, yeah, makes it us really obsolete. Could. And we do actually die before we get in that amber cocoon like you were talking about. But the answer that ChatGPT gave to this specific question that they detailed in this article, well, it had some solid advice alongside some really bad advice. So, like, for instance, one of the answers when it came to saving up to buy this home, well, ChatGPT said, paying off credit card debt is great. That was the first recommendation it gave. It's like, if you've got this high interest rate credit card debt, it's time to get rid of it. I think that's a good answer. I was like, "Who? Chalk one up to AI. That's a win for ChatGPT. But then it takes a turn for the worse, and it suggests refinancing student loan debt to lower the interest rate.
Uh-oh.
And so, yeah, is ChatGPT just completely unaware of what's happened over the last couple of years? Is it stuck in like 2020 or something like that? Like, does it not know that borrowers are currently on a payment pause with zero interest accruing? And does it not know that interest rates have gone up a lot over the past 18 months? And that if you refinance a student loan right now into a private loan, you're losing out on a whole lot of federal benefits? I mean, it just makes me think that while AI is supposed to be the future, and it might be, like, I don't know, but it's certainly in the here and now, a place where you might turn for a little bit of advice, but you got to be wary at the same time.
Yeah, I think that was definitely some information it missed as it was combing the internet for some answers for this author. But there's no doubt, you know, that these newest versions of AI are just crazy advanced, dude. Like, I saw that GPT-4 even passed the bar exam. Literally, there is a company that's launched an AI legal assistant, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And so, like, yeah, we'll see what industries GPT-4 is going to disrupt. And certainly asking a bot for money advice, that actually might get you some helpful information. But it could also lead you down the wrong path. So maybe just stick to using it to write you a nice haiku, personalized just for you.
A love poem for your partner.
Yeah. That's an excellent use.
Yeah. So then you don't have to do it yourself.
But if you do ask it for financial advice, make sure that you just cross-check it, right? Add in some other sources for additional context before blindly following it into bankruptcy.
Into the abyss, right?
Yeah.
Should I jump off a bridge, ChatGPT? I mean, I don't know what it would say. Probably no, but...
Yeah, probably.
It's definitely... I've seen a lot of answers that are fraught with peril from ChatGPT, and so it's not that it doesn't have some brilliance and not that there's not a whole lot of potential, like you said, for this newfangled piece of tech, but yeah, still, and when it comes to personal finance questions, it seems to be lacking, at least for the time being. But Matt, let's talk about spending while sauced for a second.
Ooh.
We've had a few different
iterations of this title. I like it.
Yeah. So this one's all about buying while drunk. And it's something that people should be careful of, right? Careful to avoid buying things when they're inebriated. We're always fans of drinking in moderation anyway. We try to say that as often as possible. Mm-hmm. It's the healthiest and safest approach to booze, but apparently drunk shoppers spent an estimated $14 billion last year. At personal finance website Finder discovered that 1 in 6 Americans shop under the influence. And 45 million folks bought something while they were, yes, drunk. Over the past year, food and clothing were the major culprits. Here's a weird stat, though. 19% of folks admitted that they bought a pet when they were drunk, which just seems crazy. And
it seems pretty irresponsible.
It's pretty irresponsible. Yeah. It's like
this entire story is just about irresponsibility.
Right. And some people even ended up buying a new car while they were drunk, which I guess it's easier to do on the internet now, but do you really go in drunk to the dealership to buy the car? That seems kind of crazy. At least you can return
Carvana, baby. Like,
yeah.
CarMax.
That's true.
That's, yeah. Online shopping, I think.
That's a used car, so I'm thinking, yeah, but either way, it's kind of weird. And at least you can return clothing most of the time, but the new car or the pet, that's a little more difficult to get off your hands. And we still like to drink craft beer from time to time. That is our craft beer equivalent, and it's something that we do.
Absolutely.
2 out of 3 episodes a week, right? Drinking less, though, is a big money saver. And plus, Matt, I know you're really into Andrew Huberman and his...
Oh, I know. Yeah, alcohol is toxic.
Yeah, he says it's not good.
It's literally a toxin.
And basically, so we should stop altogether. And yeah. he doesn't get much...
I'm not going to go that far, Joel, right?
I can see you following down that path.
I might like enjoy a protein shake after I work out, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to enjoy a drink while we record an episode of How to Money.
That's what I like to hear. But I think drinking less could also save you from buying stupid stuff that you're probably going to regret, too.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Well... Again, going back to online shopping, this is yet another reason why I love but also hate online shopping, because it's great. The ability for me to, like, I literally just bought some new underwear. Like, the fact that I don't have to, like, go in.
Congratulations.
To Target, and just the convenience of that, right?
Oh, does it make you blush or something? Come on.
No, the annoyance factor.
Oh, okay.
It's not that I'm like, hey, check out my underwear. I don't care about that. But the ability, though, to buy things online, the convenience, that's also the hate side of it, right? Because you are just...
It's a double-edged sword.
It's so easy to make purchases without even thinking. And obviously, folks oftentimes aren't thinking when they are inebriated.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You right. Don't say.
But dude, let's talk about some in-app purchases. And it turns out it is way more expensive. So because of the way that tech companies operate, they, of course, want to make as much money as possible within their app stores. It's, I guess... at the core of this is capitalism. So if you download an app and you sign up for a service, what this means is that it is likely going to cost you more than going directly to that company's website and making that exact same purchase. We haven't heard many folks talk about this.
We're kind of flying under the radar still.
We are here to get the word out that this is going on. Apple specifically, they've been doing this for years. They've actually been taken to court over the 30% take that they have instituted. Elon Musk, he calls it a tax on the internet, and he's exactly right. It's just this underlying fee that they're applying to all purchases.
And non-savvy people have been paying it for years,
yeah.
And they continue to do so.
So here's an example. You can either pay $8 a month if you want to pay for Twitter Blue from your laptop or on your desktop computer. But if you do that in the actual app, which is where everybody uses the dang thing, you're stuck paying not $8 a month, but $11 a month. And that's because of the enormous fees that the app stores charge companies like Twitter, who then pass those costs directly on to you.
Yeah. So first, consider whether or not you need that subscription. Something like Twitter Blue, like, you'll never catch me paying $8 a month or $11 a month for that junk. But second, if you do, take the extra step and go directly to the website to sign up in order to pay less for it. So for example, an Audible subscription will cost you more if you purchase it through the app instead of on the Audible basically Amazon website. Mm-hmm. And the new Meta verification, again, similar to Twitter Blue, they want to charge you $11.99 if you go directly through them, but it's going to cost you $14.99 if you buy it on the iPhone or Android apps. That is a big difference,
yeah.
Right? When you add that up over time, and most folks probably don't need to pay $150 a year for a blue check mark anyway, but maybe some businesses like How to Money because of the imposters and Facebook being awful at tamping down on spam. That same spammy Instagram account, Matt, that was launched, I don't know, months ago, that a lot of our listeners have reported, that we've reported, nothing's been done about it. It's pretty annoying.
It sucks.
Yeah. And so it honestly starts to feel like extortion from the tech companies. But the bottom line is, don't pad the tech companies' bottom line. Don't pay them extra for the same stuff you were planning to buy. Apple and Google, they're doing just fine without you paying them extra money, an extra 30% on the subscription you want. So buy that on the company's website directly and then log into that account afterwards on the app on your phone.
That's right. Yeah. You know, and what's great about this is that we have the power to obviously direct where we want our dollars
to
go.
Now you sound like He-Man.
We have the power. But honestly, I really do see this as a really cool experiment, because I am curious to see if the iOS App Store and the Android App Store, I don't even know what it's called over there in
the Play Store.
In Droid Land.
Because it's so fun.
It'll be interesting to see if they continue to charge that amount to some of the different companies, the different app companies and the companies that have apps within their stores, because I wouldn't be surprised if they keep that around because people continue to make those purchases.
Yeah.
Because what is it that consumers value more than anything else? And I think it's
convenience.
Like we just talked about, when it comes to online shopping, it is convenience. And as long as folks are thinking, oh, that's just kind of a hassle, I'm not going to do that, I'm just going to make the purchase within the app, I think we can expect to see that fee continue to stick around.
Yeah, and convenience really is robbing so many people of the ability to build wealth. A dollar or two or three at a time. Makes me think of just the
death
big banks.
By a thousand cuts, man.
We're talking about the big banks just a minute ago, too. And that is another thing. I think people chalk it up to convenience. I think in today's modern world, it's not necessarily more convenient. We just assume it's more convenient to have a bank on every corner. But when's the last time you actually went into a branch? For most of our listeners, it's been a long time. It's been quite a while. I don't feel the need to go into a branch anymore. And so I think that we chalk a lot of things up to convenience. If we really stop to think about it, wait a second, that's not that much more convenient. And it's certainly not worth the trade-off and the additional cost that I'm incurring to have that convenience. So always worth thinking about pushing back on some of that, the ways that we're marketed to in terms of convenience and how much better it's going to be for our lives, when really it's just costing us money.
That's right, man. But before we wrap this episode, we've got a newsletter referral shout out. And the way this works, we've got a fantastic personal finance newsletter that goes out every Tuesday morning.
Best in the world. Best in the universe, some would say.
Best in all the states. But if you scroll down to the bottom, there is a referral hub. And what that does, it allows you to refer the newsletter out to a bunch of your friends. And it tracks whether or not they subscribe to the newsletter or not. And every time you refer a friend and they subscribe, it gets you closer to the mini prizes. The different rewards, the incentives, that's the word we should use since we're kind of like the nerdy economist types, Joel. But it gets you closer to the next level that you are going to be able to unlock via those different referrals.
And some of those levels include literally giving you money. Another one is giving you awesome How to Money socks. And then the final, the ultimate level, the boss level, is a virtual hangout with the two of us.
That's right, man. Yeah. And so the first level is, like I mentioned, the shout out here on the Friday Flight. So a big thank you to Argentina M. She shared the newsletter with at least three of her friends. And what's great is that this isn't just good for Argentina to unlock the next level, but these are three folks who hopefully are now learning more about money.
Yeah.
These are three folks who are hopefully going to be able to make smarter money decisions moving forward. Because
makes it easier to have those combos with your friends too about money. It's like, hey, y'all read the same newsletter.
So true.
Sparks that combo. So hopefully.
That's right.
If you're not signed up, you should sign up at howtomoney.com/newsletter. And if you are, go refer a friend or two and hopefully you can win those socks or something.
That's right. So, and by the way, I think we've got over 20 folks who are really close to unlocking that first level.
There we go.
Just a bunch of you folks out there, just a little word of encouragement. You're so close.
Yeah. All right. Well, happy St. Patrick's Day, by the way, to everybody out there.
Right.
Don't drink green beer. I don't think that's
not worth it.
Not healthy. Not good. Andrew Huberman, he would advise against it.
That's right. Plus, it's a good thing we talked about drunk shopping.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't drink.
You don't want to do it.
5 green beers and then hop on Amazon. All right. Have a great weekend. Matt, until next time, best friends out.
Best friends out.
UpSmall Marketing would like to remind you that when customers choose your small business, they're really choosing you. So focus on super serving your existing customers and let UpSmall handle the pipeline generation of new leads and customers.
UpSmall specializes in developing customized direct response campaigns and is now offering a no-obligation free assessment of your current marketing strategies.
Not to mention, new customers also receive 15% off their first order when they mention that they heard about UpSmall on this podcast. For more information, visit upswellmarketing.com. That's upswellmarketing.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.